caregiving for a very sick or dying parent can be a challenging, emotional experience. Filmmaker Mike Kravinsky watched his 100-year-old father take his last breath and calls it one of the most profound experiences of his life. In his latest film, Nothing to Do, it explores a family's handling of a similar experience. It's showing this Saturday as part of the 8th Annual Legacy Film Festival on Aging at the New People's Cinema in San Francisco. Joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline is writer and director Mike Kravinsky. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. You described Nothing to Do as a narrative dramedy. What do you mean by that?
Well, I basically took the experiences that I had with my father, which, as you say, was just an amazing experience, an amazing moment in my life. I dramatized it. I basically created a lot of tension between the siblings. Because everybody in these situations wants to do what's right. But what's right isn't necessarily the same thing. Some people would be prepared to say, whatever you want, Dad, whatever you want, Mom. And others are more inclined to say, well, why don't we go back and see if there's more that can be done before we say, okay, this is it. And so I just created a lot more drama between the siblings. And so it's not just about the experience with the father in Nothing to Do, but it's also about the relationship between the siblings.
It's funny that you say created drama. You almost don't have to create any drama in a situation like that, do you?
Oh, no. Actually, it's one of the most, as anybody who's experienced it, it's just one of those amazingly intense experiences. And my brother-in-law, who is a geriatric physician, said he's dealing with family members when an aging parent is coming to the end, that you really have to kind of, walk on eggshells, because everybody has a different idea about what should be done, but those ideas don't necessarily coincide.
Right, and you don't get a chance for a redo, so you really, everybody wants to do their best at that point. What do you want people to take away from your film?
Well, I will say this, is that it was just a wonderful, beyond the drama between the two siblings, what I tried to portray with the father was what I had experienced. I mean, a lot of the moments that Irv, the father, goes through are a lot of things that I witnessed with my father. And so basically what I'd love to have people take away is that, oh, okay, this is not so foreign. It's something that we're all going to be going through, and hopefully your elderly parents will be able to leave this earth in the way that they want.
I guess this is a good argument for thinking about this before the moment comes.
Oh yeah. The nice thing is that with my father, we actually had a lot of discussions, but towards the end. And my brother, it was my brother and me, but basically my father was at our house. I had the time. And so I was the primary caregiver. And, there wasn't a lot of tension between my brother, my father and I. I think it's nice to, I agree with you. I think that it's nice to, create a plan for your parents, because really it's about them, and they don't want to see the kids fighting while they're lying there really incapacitated.
Thank you for sharing your story with us. Good luck tomorrow at the film festival. That's Mike Kravinsky. He is the writer and director of Nothing to Do.